This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAprepares.com. You know, today it looks like Omar, O-M-A-R, is out of a job. Omar the tent maker is no longer needed as the dress designer at the White House. Hey, Kyle, how are you?
I'm doing so well, Vince. You know, when I just realized listening to the news there that we're going to be on the air when Trump is sworn into office.
Yeah.
And that's historic, you know, because when I think about Obama leaving town, I think of an old country song that used to go like, "Thank God and Greyhound, she's gone."
You know, I was looking forward to this day for so long, and I didn't think we were actually going to get here. I thought he was going to start a war. He was going to do something, and so many people agreed with that we weren't going to get rid of those bums. And, You know, it's great that the Clinton dynasty, you know, at least for the most part, is over, unless she's going to run for mayor of New York City, if they're dumb enough to select her for that. But it is great. Good riddance, Barry. You know, I don't want to wish any evil on him, but gosh, it's great to have him out of the White House causing problems. There's so many things that, well, maybe I should publish a list of his failures. It's unbelievable that somebody could accomplish so many failures in 8 years. It's amazing. But good riddance to Barry and bandits.
What's worse to me, Vince, is that he seems to be delusional enough that he doesn't think that they're failures. They're actually accomplishments.
Yeah, and the misguided, delusional press seems to feel the same way. I can't get over it. But good riddance to Barry and the bandits. I'm looking forward to a new era. I wish Donald Trump health and success.
Yeah.
Our prayers are with him, and we hope that nothing evil happens to him. There are a bunch of really misguided, stupid people out there who are causing all kinds of problems. They should realize that we are removing problems from our way by having Donald Trump as CEO as compared with Barry and his band of thugs and thieves.
It's a sad situation that we've kind of gotten down to, you know, where you have people that want this progressive, communistic approach to life without having to take care of anything yourself, to do anything yourself. It's sad that so much of our country is actually not only bought into it, but determined to have it.
Yep, and a great segue into what we're going to be talking about today. We'll be talking about tips and tricks of the trade. We're going to Kyle Harris, USA Prepares instructor, at one time a listener in class, and you know, that was years ago, and he's joined the faculty to contribute to things that he has learned And Kyle calls in a lot, and I'm just delighted to be doing this broadcast with Kyle. And we're going to talk about how we do things, how we have found secrets to do things easier, cheaper, faster, smarter, and better. And let me start with one that hits home. During the commercial break, top of the hour news, I ran over to the kitchen and got something to drink, and it reminded me of a situation that was driving me crazy in our kitchen. Our kitchen has about 15 recessed lights. These are sometimes they're called can lights. And 11 years ago or so, when we built this farmhouse, our son and I were in the kitchen and we were positioning these can lights so that they would be over the counters and in front of the refrigerator and in key areas in the kitchen so that they would shine light downward, but not cast shadows when you're at the counter, not cast shadows as you're working in the kitchen. And so we didn't want to have too many of them, and we didn't want to have not enough. So we, at night, when it was dark, we positioned these and turned them on and figured out the best place for them. Okay. And that was during the construction of the house. So there are about 15 of these. And what we found out was initially we put the compact fluorescent light bulbs in there, and these are, they said, you know, lifetime 7-year life expectancy, and it would last maybe a year. And at $3 a piece back then, it was like, wow, these things are burning out really fast. And we figured out why. Because they were inserted upside down. So you'd screw them in where the base would be up and the bulb would be down. And the electronics would get hot in these can lights where there's not a lot of air to cool them off, and they would fail if you had that same light facing when you screw it down into a socket rather than up into a socket. They lasted a lot longer. If they were horizontal, they seemed to last the longest, like in a wall sconce where the bulb might be horizontal. They seemed to last the longest. So anyway, I became disenchanted with them because of the life expectancy. And then I thought, well, what about the electric electromagnetic radiation? What about the high frequencies that they emit? Maybe that's driving our dogs crazy. So we dumped the compact fluorescent lights. We started using incandescent lights, and these cans are rated for about 75 watts because there's a thermal device in there that if the can gets too hot, it opens the circuit and the light bulb goes out. So you can't overheat it if this thermal device works. Well, those light bulbs, the incandescent bulbs, didn't seem to last very long either. So here's what I did. With my frustration at, you know, peaking, I decided I would try something. So I went on the internet and I bought light bulb extenders. And these things are about 1¼ inches long. Now, if you do this class, do not buy the Chinese ones. They're absolutely no good. They will melt. How do I know? I tried it. So I bought these made by Leviton, an old company. And some guy had a new old stock, meaning brand new but old stock, made in the United States. And he had a bunch of them. And I bought them all. I bought every one he had. And I screwed these into the can lights, and then I screwed the light bulbs into that. Now, we were burning out in the kitchen at least one light bulb a week, literally, maybe two. And now, we've had these in for weeks now, and we haven't had a single light bulb failure. So here's what happened. By lowering toward the floor the light bulb by 1¼ inches, we allowed more air to circulate in the can. The kitchen became about, I'm guessing, 30% brighter with the same exact light bulbs, and we haven't had a light bulb failure yet. And let me just say one more thing, and I'd love to hear your comment, Kyle. So knowing that I'm a pretty frugal guy, you can imagine that I don't buy one of anything. And there was a guy selling 230-volt light bulbs, 500 in a case, for about $100 shipped. So I bought them all. I bought 500 of them. And now our house was wired for 120 volts, you know, with the ceiling outlets or the ceiling can lights. But because I had a direct circuit for that, I just converted it by just adding another circuit breaker and changing a switch from a single pole switch to a double pole switch. And now I have 240 volt lighting circuit in the kitchen, and I've got 230 volt bulbs in it, and they've worked great. So now I've got these bulbs that are roughly 15 cents a piece plus shipping, and I've got probably a lifetime supply of them, and they haven't burned out yet. So they will, of course, but not like they were. Your thoughts, Kyle?
Boy, that's really brilliant, Vince. What are these the bulbs that you bought? What's the rated wattage?
They are 30 watts, which is very, very low. But and it was kind of dim. I was using 13 watt compact fluorescent bulbs, and they didn't last. So I switched to these 30 watts. Now, would I have bought 30 watts initially? Probably I would have looked for something maybe like 40 watts to keep the temperature down. But they're 30 watts. And by lowering the position in the can, they are much, much brighter. So now they're plenty bright for lighting up the kitchen.
Yeah, that's a great idea, Vince. You know, one, we've come across something that I needed some lights in my shop. And I wanted to be able to use LEDs. Well, my wife, one day, she's on her way to town, and she's dropping off the trash at the little trash collecting place in here. And she sees these China top. They look like the old-style Chinese hats that just they just fan out. They're about 14 or 16 inches in diameter, and they kind of cone up to the fixture. But anyway, so she finds these things, and there's about 8 of them, and they threw them away. So she said, well, I'm going to bring them home and see if you can use them. And so I thought, okay, go ahead and bring them home. Worst case scenario, I'll take them back. Well, they were white. And so in order to put them up in my shop, I had to cut a 2x4 kind of tight and put it in between these double rafters that are about 9'6" apart. And so I knew they weren't going to be holding much weight because each one of these fixtures only weighs about a pound at most. And so I put these 2x4s across those rafters, four of them, so that I would have, you know, be spanning approximately 20 feet where the area where I work in. And anyway, I went up there and I ran the wire up to it, and I bought metal boxes, just went down to Lowe's and I bought some metal boxes, six of them. So I took the metal boxes and ran the wire through them and pulled the all the wire. So then I bought a metal blank. I can finish this on the other side.
Okay, all right. So Kyle Harris is with us, and we're talking about some tricks of the trade, things that we've learned to save a lot of money, and things that work better. So here's what I have on the list. How to remove an old radiator hose. What do you do with old motor oil? How do you find a leak in a tire? What? Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Kyle Harris is with us, and we're going to share some more tips that we've learned over the years with you. Kyle, you were installing some light fixtures in your work area. Please continue.
Yeah, anyway, I put six of these boxes up there. I bought some steel blanks, and I cut the wires off for these China top fixtures. And I drilled a hole in the blank, pulled the wire up through it, tied a knot in it, and stripped out about 4 inches to connect to my Romex that was being run through there. And then we picked up some of these LED. They look like a tube. They're LED lights. They're probably about 1 inch in diameter and about maybe 4 inches long, but in bright white. And they reflect off of those white reflector, China top looking things, just incredibly. It's like walking into daylight in there. It was just something we picked up from the dump and reused, and it worked really good, you know.
What was your total cost for these six completed six fixtures with the LEDs?
Well, you figure I bought 14 gauge wire because I knew I was running LED. I used about half of that roll. I ran two up at the loft and six out into the shop. And I would figure I got maybe a total of about $60, $65 in it.
Great, great deal. And lighting fixtures, class, the reason we use can lights in our, I have four of them in the studio. The reason we've done that is they seem to go with everything. They're timeless, so they're not going to go out of style. And they're relatively inexpensive. I believe that we paid about $6.66 when we bought several cases of them for our house. So $6.66 each. And we've got them all over the place, and they come with the trim rings, and they work really, really nicely. So, that's one thought. Kyle, I was reading an article. I had a problem. I bought a used Mercedes. I just had it with these computer cars, and I wanted to go backwards, in time. So I bought a 1996 Mercedes diesel E300D for diesel. And when I bought it, the engine ran rough, and the guy said, yeah, engine runs rough. It's probably a glow plug. So I thought, okay, I brought my tester out, my OBD2 tester. You can get them for $20 to $30 on the Internet. And I plugged it in, and I asked him if he'd mind if I, you know, just did my own diagnostics. He said, no, that'd be fine. Sure enough, what he said was right, and the diagnostic tool told me that it was a relay or a glow plug problem. So I get the engine really ran rough when you started it, so it was a slight risk of buying this thing, but it was a very fair price. So anyway, I got it home, and I went to take the glow plugs out, the intake manifold and all that, and it was a pretty significant job. But when you take the glow plugs out of a Mercedes, they tend to get stuck, and you can break them off, and Mercedes says, oh, well, if that happens, you just take the head off. Now you're talking about a really extensive job. So I was looking into penetrating oils, and I found this article about penetrating oils. Now, would you like to share what you have found first? Because what you found exactly the same thing that I learned about on the Internet.
Yeah. An old farmer actually is the one that kind of told me about this years ago. And if you take acetone, about somewhere between 70-30 and 50-50 mix of acetone and automatic transmission fluid. Now, if you mix this up and you try to put it in a soap bottle or something, it will just dissolve it. So you need something along the lines of a toilet bowl cleaner bottle, you know, one of the old stable that has a gas additive in it, or a seafoam steel can, something along those lines. If you mix this up, it has to be able to seal up tightly, because otherwise the acetone will evaporate off. But that mixture of approximately 50-50 to 70-30, 70% ATF to 30% acetone, and you put that on the bolts, around the threads of whatever you're trying to take off, works better for breaking rusty bolts loose than anything I've ever found.
Yes, and this article, you're exactly right. This article says that it was in the JalopyJournal.com, JalopyJournal.com, and it's been republished from lots of different other sources. I don't know what the original source was, but I'll tell you what this article says, and it's absolutely stunning. So if you have stubborn, rusted nuts, bolts, brake drums, fuel lines, hydraulic lines, this is...
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kyle Harris is with us, and we're sharing some tricks of the trade. About a decade ago in the Machinist Workshop magazine, there was an article about penetrating oil. And it's about how do you loosen rusted nuts and bolts and those kinds of things. And what they did was they we'll call it scientifically rusted some nuts and bolts to get a sample that were very similar. And what they did was they tested WD-40, PB Blaster, liquid wrench, and something called Cano oil, and also the mixture that Kyle was telling us about, automatic transmission fluid, and acetone, and they used a 50-50 mix. So what they found out was they put a torque wrench on these rusted nuts, and they did nothing to one of them. And how much torque did it take to loosen it? Well, 516 pounds, 516. Then they used WD-40, and it took about half. Half as much torque to loosen the nut, and that would be 238 pounds. That's WD-40. By the way, WD-40 is not really a designed for loosening nuts and bolts. It's really a water displacement type of formulation. WD stands for water displacement. 40 was the 40th attempt at a formula that finally worked. So the 40th one worked. WD-40 is the name. Another one is PB Blaster. That was a little better, 214 pounds to loosen that nut. Liquid Wrench came in pretty well, 127 pounds. Liquid Wrench has been around for as long as I can remember. I used to use it in a little oil-type can. It was 29 cents when I was very young back in the 50s and 60s. And I still have a can from back then. I use it very sparingly. And then there's another one called Kano, K-A-N-O. And the product's name is Kroil, K-R-O-I-L, 106 pounds. So, no assisting penetrating oil, 516 pounds, liquid wrench, 127, Kroil, 106. Now, the winner, by far, is automatic transmission fluid and acetone mixed 50-50, 53 pounds. One-tenth the amount of torque required as compared with using nothing. So that's the hands-down winner. So, Kyle, you're absolutely right about that, and that's what I'm going to use in the future. I'm going to mix it and store it in the type of containers that you mentioned previously. And, by the way, you can save about, if you're going to buy a mixture in a can, liquid wrench is probably your best value. It's about 20% the cost of the Kroil, K-R-O-I-L. So that's that. Kyle, any additional thoughts, or do you want to go on to the next?
Well, we can go on to the next thing, Vince. I'm just going to mention to you the old farmer guy that I love talking to old farmers and old vets, you know, like the guy you had on here in the last hour and stuff like that. Those guys just have learned, and they've forgotten more, you know, than most of us will ever know. And but anyway, the other thing that he did, and you kind of made me think of it, I don't know why, but he would take those pails that you've got ice cream in, the old plastic pails that came with a lid. And when he had his baler going, he had there's a chain drive to it. And so he would put that, and he would hang it so that it was on a hook, and he would fill that with bar oil. And, or not all the way up, of course, he put a couple of inches in there of bar oil, and he'd have a paintbrush in there. And, just so the paintbrush would be standing up at an angle. And as he is traveling along, whenever his chain started getting, dry from the dust and stuff like that, he would take that paintbrush and paint that bar oil onto his chain, just for continuous lubrication. And it was just a pretty smart idea, you know, I thought. But the same guy just told me about both different things. So it's just kind of I've seen it, not told me about it. I just saw him do it. But anyway, I just always thought that was a great idea, you know.
Yeah, and when you mentioned bar oil, for those who are not familiar, what Kyle means is oil that's used for lubricating the chainsaw bar. And it's sold in quarts and gallons. And it's like a 30-weight oil with a tacky additive. And that's bar oil. By the way, Kyle, what do you do with used motor oil in your neck of the woods?
Well, I store it in 1 gallon. I save all my old 1 gallon cans of stuff, you know, that came with oil in it, and put the used motor oil back in there of whatever I'm draining out. And I have used it when I was putting up the edge of, I wanted a lean-to off of my shop that would be about 40 feet long. And I took the 4x4s that I, because I'm having to always do everything on a penny, you know what I mean? But I had some old 4x4s, and I took those 4x4s, and I filled up 2 5-gallon buckets about two-thirds of the way, somewhere between a half and two-thirds of the way full, and then I stuck those those 4x4s that I was going to use for my uprights because they'd be sitting on concrete pads. I stuck those in that motor oil, and I let them soak there for about, 3 weeks to a month before I even attempted to start putting them in there. And, you know, they'll be good for my lifetime anyway.
Mm-hmm. But now, some farmers will find that they're...
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Kyle. Okay, some farmers will find that ants will attack their posts. And what they'll do is they'll take a small amount of that used motor oil and pour it very carefully, not much, maybe an ounce, around the perimeter of those posts where the ants are eating it, and it stops the ants from eating the post.
I'm sure it does. It would stop me, a long time ago. I remember I was in a pinch. My wife and I, we were really tight financially, and we needed to get firewood for the winter. And I used that used motor oil in the bar oil of my chainsaw. It goes through it faster. It'll run out faster. And you have to fill it up a little more often, but it worked just fine. I mean, it would throw, you could sure tell where you've been cutting because it was black, you know, but it worked.
Yeah. We do the same thing. And here's what we do, class. We do exactly what Kyle does. We will, when we drain the oil out of a vehicle, we separate the oil from the diesel engine oil versus gasoline engine oil, and we try to put it back in the original containers that we got it out of, typically gallon containers. So we have synthetic jugs of oil, gallon containers, conventional oil, diesel engine oil, and we try to use the gasoline engine oil after it's settled for lubricating. And I have a funnel, and I use coffee filters. And I filter the oil with a coffee filter so to get out, you know, some of the big, you know, the big particles. They're still microscopic, but I would call them, you know, larger than I'd like. Or I use a good quality, like a Brawny brand paper towel, and I'll use that as a filter. I'll form it into a cone, put it inside a funnel, and then filter the used engine oil into that container, and then I'll mark it with a Sharpie that it's filtered used gasoline engine oil. So I know that I can use that for chainsaws and lubricating chains and so forth. So we don't throw much away here at the farm. I have a tip for finding leaks in a tire. I mean, how many tires go flat? So Kyle, what we do is we'll take some dishwashing detergent and put it in one of those containers like you're mentioning, like an ice cream, half-gallon ice cream bucket, or a cup. And we'll take a small paintbrush, like a 1-inch paintbrush, and the foaming dish detergent, the liquid dish detergent mixed with water, we'll paint that around the tire, and we'll look for air bubbles. We'll paint the rim on both sides, you know, where the tire bead meets the rim. We'll paint the tire valve. We'll move the valve around. We'll paint the valve stem to see if it's leaking there. And we usually find the leaks very, very quickly. Sometimes you have to jack up the tire so you can rotate it, you know, while you're looking, but it absolutely works. What other tricks do you have?
Well, you reminded me of something, Vince. If you're in a pinch, a guy can make your own sealant. I don't know if you've ever tried this or not, and I have never tried it, but I have seen it done. An old guy I knew one time, he took about in a container of a dish soap type container. He had it about half full of dish soap, and then he took some silicone caulk and squirted about half of that amount of dish soap that he had. He squirted about that much silicone caulk into that, and then a little bit of water, and shook that up until it all kind of blended. And I don't know how that blended, but anyway, he squirted that, took the valve stem out, not the stem, the little cord out of the valve stem, and squirted that in his tire, and he swore that would seal up a tire like crazy. I never did see how that ever worked out, and I was just wondering if you'd ever tried anything like that, you know, to make it
No.
work.
No, I haven't done that. I'd be reluctant to try that because what is the effect of that later on when you dismount that tire? Are you going to have problems getting the next tire on and so forth? I don't know. So I'd be reluctant. What I do is I will dismount a tire if I have to. I bought some what's called patch plugs, and these things are a combination of a plug and a patch, about 2 inches square. And once you dismount the tire, you clean off the inside where the hole is. Let's say it's a large nail hole. You clean that off. You use rubber cement. You apply the rubber cement to the inside of the tire, and you pull the plug through from the inside toward the outside, and it seals the tire really well. It patches it and plugs it at the same time. So I bought about 15 of those because we're always getting flats. I mean, we have thorn trees here that will go right through a tractor tire, and it's a real problem because you can't really see them all the time. So we've got plenty of flat tires around here at the farm. As a matter of fact, we have so many flat tires that I bought 100 valve stems, cores, and valve caps. I mean, who does that? And how long will that last? Well, not very long, because we've got about 100 tires, literally about 100 tires. We add up the vehicles, the tractors, the trailers, all the stuff that we use here at the farm. That would be like one per tire. So it's not really that many, but we're always getting flats. We have tire cement, and we buy it by the quart. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements, including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle Harris, I really appreciate you being with us today. Yeah, I'm looking at a paper copy of an invoice that is for some auto parts, and I wanted to share this source with our class. I try to buy some of our auto parts from a company called Rock Auto, R-O-C-K-A-U-T-O.com. And I'm going to give you some pricing differences. I looked up the price on spark plug wires for an old Jeep that we have, a 21, 22-year-old Jeep. $17.99 at AutoZone, $12.65 at Rock Auto. I looked up another part, a belt, a serpentine belt, fan belt, alternator, power steering, radiator fan, water pump belt, $23.99 at AutoZone, $9.15 at Rock Auto. So those are indicative of some of the savings that I get by buying parts on the internet. And so rockauto.com, it's not a commercial. They don't support me. I don't even think they like us. But I buy parts from them because I can save a lot of money, and the choices are great. By the way, if you're going to buy spark plugs, I suggest you consider, let's see, I bought AC Delco spark plugs, Iridium, for one of our vehicles. There is a, I think it's a $3 rebate on AC Delco, and I also bought, where are the other spark plugs? Autolite, good rebates on them through the end of the year as well. So you might want to consider that if you're going to buy spark plugs. Kyle, thoughts on the last segment? Any tips that you want to share?
Well, I got a couple of them, Vince, I thought about. You know, one of my favorite funnels is to take a heat bottle, H-E-E-T, that they come in. The edge of it is kind of aligned with one side because I like that. It just really fits in better with things. And I cut the bottom of it off, and then I use the cap, of course, keep the cap on there. And if you don't turn that thing right side up, like the cap is up and the bottom is down, it collects with dust. But if you drill a tiny hole into the cap, you can take an eye hook and put it on that drug, push it down into that cap, and mm-hmm. then just hang it upright, and it's there for you to just spin off and use as a funnel. Another good little thing that I have found out, and this really isn't dealing with automotive, is that I always had trouble with hammerheads coming loose. And I found a little trick that works really well. I take the, there's usually when you put the a handle of a hammer up into the head, they have a shim that goes in there, a metal shim, and they work out and loosen up and all that kind of stuff. But if you'll take and take the metal shim out, and get a pine or some other type of a wood shim and drive that wood shim down into the hammerhead and then take that and turn it upside down into a little pail of antifreeze and just leave it there for about a week. It'll soak up that antifreeze and the antifreeze won't evaporate off. And I've never had one that I treated like that to ever come loose.
Great, great tip. Let me go back to the funnels. So what you're saying is you take a bottle that you once had heat in, H-E-E-T. It's a product that you can get in an automotive store, but you can use another kind of funnel like a bottle like a quart automotive oil or engine oil bottle, and cut the bottom out as well, and make a funnel out of it. And we do the same thing here because it's a perfect size, and some of the angles of the bottles are just great if they have the long necks on, the older style necks on these plastic quart bottles. And what we do exactly that. And what you're doing is to keep it upside down, or to keep the bottle with the cap toward the upright, the idea is to keep dust from getting in there. What we do is we keep those bottles that we've used with oils, because they're oily on the inside and they collect dust, and which is injurious to engines, we put them in Ziploc plastic bags, and we use that same plastic bag over and over and over. So we use the it works great. It gets, you know, it's kind of oily inside that bag after a while, but there's no dirt that gets in the bag because it's a Ziploc plastic bag. Any 20-second thoughts, Kyle?
Well, I just happen to think of an old veterinarian joke. You know how they make greyhounds so fast, Ben?
How's that, Kyle?
They take them to Alaska, and they turn them loose with the huskies, and then they give them a lot of water to drink, and trees are 10 miles apart.
Kyle Harris, thank you so much for being with us. And Omar's out of a job. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.